Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, testing. 1, 2, 3. Mine sounds good. Let's go ahead.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
No, you gotta say testing first.
Testing.
Please put your phone down.
No, I'm just gonna take a little video.
Of what? What are you taking a video of? I'm doing a podcast.
I haven't started yet, so.
What do you mean you haven't? We started. It's recording. Okay, folks, welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. December 13th, I've been doing well on the Nike app. I've been getting them. I got, two pairs of the 11s coming and a pair of ones today.
Also,
what?
This is not good.
Why isn't it good?
Cause that wasn't, I'm going to put that.
What?
On my Instagram.
Oh, whatever. Okay. Can you please... You tell me to do this. Get ready.
You're aggravating me. This is terrific.
It's not terrific. You're not even looking at me. You're on your phone. Do that later. You don't do it now. Instagram. All of a sudden, you're Miss Instagram again.
No, I just haven't put down. It's like there's so much fucking work in doing social media and the Patreon and all that kind of shit that, you know, I gotta like. Remember to do it all the time.
Let me tell you about social media.
Oh, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our social media expert, Richard Voss.
No, and I don't know if I said this on the podcast. I don't think I did, but if I did, I'm going to say it again, but I don't think I said it. Everybody, oh, you got to be on social media. Gets people in the clubs. This, that, you know, I've been boosting on Facebook, and it helps a little. You got to pay money, but... If you know, if you think you can get something to go viral, oh, I got it to go viral. You know, I remember at one point I had a video from when I did Martin Lawrence's.
Oh my God!
This was
12 years ago.
Whatever, it was 3 million hits. 3 million hits before they had it taken down, which is, I guess, pretty good back then. 3 million hits.
That's like 30 million today.
Well, that means nothing. A guy that fried a chicken in the snow, 136 million hits.
Already, I want to see what that is. What is that?
136 million hits to fry a chicken in the snow. That's what people are looking
at. It doesn't have to be hits, it's just views, right?
Views.
You just have to like, so it's just anybody scrolling.
No. It doesn't matter. 130 people.
It's been past those many eyeballs.
What's that?
I said it's been passed. It's passed by that many eyeballs, sets of eyeballs.
Speak clearly, forever.
I did.
And also, you know, any type of food recipe or them cooking gets.
We've talked
15,
about this.
Have we?
Yeah. The
when?
That we watch on Facebook.
I don't think we talked about it.
Well, let's talk about it again. I don't give a shit anymore about any of this.
You're the one who keeps saying, let's do the podcast, because you deep down love it more than me, because this is what really, really gets your point of view out there.
Finally, people can see who I really am. I don't have to put on some character for the stage or try to be nice in a boardroom. Why, you just get the real deal here.
with the Bonnie McFarlane on My Wife Hates Me.
Can I talk about the company without saying their name that hasn't paid you yet? That, oh, no, you might have talked about them doing a campaign.
Yeah. I don't think I ever said who it was. Yeah, you could talk about the motherfuckers.
Okay, are you sure? We didn't say their name.
I don't give a shit. They haven't paid me.
So there's a company doing a campaign that is now targeting to women. They think they have maybe avoided or not paid enough attention to women.
They're
in the
female
past.
Consumers. They haven't treated properly
in the past, or yes. They neglected.
It's they either. Raped their female
no,
consumers.
Say that, no. See, now stop, because that's a lie. That's
we don't.
What
have, we didn't say yes, and we're also Rich. If you're gonna get that mad and crazy about shit, like,
well, you can't say stuff.
I can
like
say
that.
My fucking Christmas tree fucking raped me. I can say whatever I want. A, because it's comedy, so you get like a fucking lot of leeway. And we never said the name of a company. And do you really think they're gonna go? They want to bring attention to the fact that some fucking piece of shit on some low life fucking podcast
no,
that nobody
low-life.
Fucking listens to.
Oh, really? Nobody.
Well, all right. I mean. In the big scheme of things, we're not an important fucking player.
Oh,
okay, really? Okay, now you're going to argue that? Don't be so fucking weird. I'm trying to make a point
okay,
here.
Make your
the point.
Point
being is that I don't think this ginormous fucking huge company with bazillions of dollars and ads on the Super Bowl is really going to be like, you know what? Let's make a public case out of this. She said we raped the consumers. Yeah, she is a comedian, but we're taking her seriously. We're taking her at face value. Like, come on.
Get it together. They
it's
do.
Just
a,
it's just like, really? You're going to police weird shit that doesn't need to be policed?
Oh
my God. I'm married to a Jew lawyer there.
Oh, there you go. That's
I'm
nice.
I'm not. I can't be anti-Semitic.
Oh, look, I'm married to some... I don't care. I'm
the sign of a great ad libber.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. A Jew lawyer. Wow, that's real good. What do you?
Wait, do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You probably
yes.
Don't even know what
yes.
I'm referencing.
What's his name? What's his name's wife that was running in Alabama said that.
Roy Moore.
Roy Moore's wife.
My candidate.
Yeah. Said. Yeah. Didn't win. Huh? Came
probably
to the
because he said
the
they had a Jew lawyer.
Horse.
Probably had nothing to do with the pedophilia. They were like, well, we're fine with it. So we mess around with a couple of kids. Who cares? Wait a second. He's got a Jew lawyer. Oh, no. I won't be a part of that. I'd rather vote for a Democrat if that's the case.
Well, I don't.
Is that his name, Doug Jones?
I don't know.
Roy Moore versus.
So is there a little hope left in this country that he didn't win? Fucking
it shows that people keep saying that. It shows zero hope that that was even a fucking race.
Well, that idiot. That's it. Idiot Trump was fucking endorsing him.
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't understand. Like, I was thinking, like, maybe Roy Moore is like, listen, we were both at that underage kids club together. You endorse me or I come out with it. That's how he talks. No, sometimes I think like some people have some pretty fucking crazy shit on Trump that he's willing to say stuff like that.
He's a fucking he is the biggest
exhausting.
Buffoon. The biggest buffoon ever in the White House.
Did you watch any of those little video montages of people who were saying they were still going to vote for Roy Moore? They're like the one woman was like, oh, he read some poetry to a 14-year-old big whoop. Like, they're all like minimizing it so much. Like, well, I dated 14-year-olds when I was 30. It was a big deal, you know.
Oh, I mean, I guess the mindset down
it's,
south
it's,
is
yes,
it's a lot
it's like
different.
It's like de rigueur for them.
You know, and I've been to some great places in the South. I just came back from Austin, Texas. That's fucking great. You know, I mean, the South, people look at the South as like some backward country, hillbilly, inbred. But there's some fucking really great hip places down South.
Oh, thank you, traveler.
I'm a traveler. Well, she's an ad-libber right there. Traveler.
I travel the country, and I'll tell you who's hip and who's not. I'm Rich Voss, and let's...
why don't you give that...
Let's take
that
a look. Get a close-up of my arms.
Why don't you pitch that show to True TV?
True TV. Rich Voss travels the country, and he tells you where it's hip. Alaska. You think they're only crazy snow... frazzled
Eskimos.
Homosexuals, but really, there's quite a few hip places there.
Well, I'm just saying, I go all over the place, and you know. But
hi, I'm Rich Voss. I go all over the place, and I met some pretty hip people. Let's take a look.
I've worked Alabama.
Well, I mean, good.
Birmingham.
Good.
Remember, we worked in Birmingham. And
I love a Southern accent.
Remember,
we worked
Birmingham
cute.
And the whole. That whole table left, walked out on us from they were a company from like Mercedes, and we offended like two of them, and they got everybody to leave at the Stardome.
Oh, God. That was one of the. I still think about things to say back
closer
to that
to the
woman. Mic. It's fine.
What did she say something? Wasn't it a black lady or something, or some white lady that got offended over, you know. Some racist comedy.
Yeah, the woman who was getting mad had. I go, what? She had like a fucking $3,000 purse, and I was like, you know, she had some like Prada, huge Prada purse, and I was like, don't act like you're a fucking good person. Carry around, or you're gonna get mad at me for my fucking my views. No, but my theory is, and then this is happening now too, is that, you know, you used to be able to do jokes about, like, you say the wrong thing. That's why it's funny. Because, you know, you work on the principle that everyone knows it's the wrong thing.
Uh-huh.
But when, I feel like when we were in the South and doing those jokes, people were like, we just learned the right thing. So they're not ready to make, you know what I mean? It's like it was still too soon to where they all really thought that way.
I blanked out.
Start. You don't understand.
Start again.
But I feel like now is the same thing where it's like before it used to be fun. It used to be fun to do stand up where you said the wrong thing, but now too many people are trying to police other people for saying the wrong thing, so they don't see that it's humor or they don't care that it's humor.
I don't care what, but do you care? You say the wrong thing all the time.
I do care, and I get exhausted by fighting with the audience, so lots of times I just do fucking easy breezy shit that no one can get upset. And people still get upset about even my, like, kindest, nicest, dumb material. But then I want to go back to doing the other stuff that I did. That's, like, where my heart is like...
That rape that you have is great.
It's so funny, and people get so mad about
it. Well, who cares? As long as you can... Don't play with the tape. That tape is for Christmas. You know, you can't waste the tape. You're playing with the tape because you're, you know, you don't have things to say.
Oh, can I talk about the agent?
Didn't we talked about him last week?
That he told me to do a cooking show?
Yeah, we did that on the last podcast, on the extra podcast, on the bonus podcast.
Oh.
Remember? We do a bonus podcast. Let's
okay.
explain that.
Yeah.
And then we'll get back to this deep discussion.
This wonderful... If you know what, so my friend Stephanie, who's guiding me through this Patreon thing, she was like, you should do like a special podcast where you like, you know, maybe it's like the fight of the week and then you and Rich have like a fight. And she goes, you can kind of like make it up if you need to. And I was like, I don't think you know how our podcast works. Like,
yeah, we're going to fight automatically.
Where
you
it's
can't
like
control
we tap
your,
into
but
it.
You can't control your temper.
I have a hard time masking emotion, yes.
You can't control it. Just say, I can't control my temper.
I can't control my temper.
Okay.
If I'm nice to you, I like you. If I'm not, I don't like you. I can't.
I mean, you got up giving me a lecture this morning. I'm exhausted. I get like 3 or 4 hours sleep, and I got to wake up or lay down to a lecture before I go back to bed. Because I got my daughter up. I let Bonnie sleep in.
Yes. Okay, so one day... A week,
no,
I beg
more.
For...
Or 2 days.
No.
Yes.
Very occasionally. Okay, so you let me sleep in while Rich gets Raina up, and this is what happens every single fucking time.
No, yeah,
there's yelling up and down the stairs. I don't understand what's going on. Why can't you walk up there? Dad! It's 8:30, get up! What? It's 8:30, what? It's like... Then the dog starts barking. It's like, oh, I guess I'm up.
What do you exaggerate? But
Today. Really? Is that an exaggeration?
I honestly don't think it is. Over my mouth like that.
Okay,
like
you're not megaphoning.
So the Patreon, go ahead, tell what you're saying about Patreon.
Wait, what was? Oh, so that's why I gave you a lecture this morning. Was that? Could you? All I said was, there's no point in you getting up for me if you're going to just yell. So
I don't get up.
Don't
for you.
Yell.
I
that
up.
Was the fucking thing, and then. I don't know why you think that's a fucking lecture. That's like, hey, you know.
No, you said don't. But you went, you did a whole graphic thing of over and above. See, when you do lectures, then you get into graphics. Then it gets.
I didn't write anything out. I used my hand. I gestured.
But yeah, they're,
I said this is the line of barely acceptable, and you're still falling short of it. I'm trying to teach Raina over and above.
She showed me that line a couple times this morning.
This is barely acceptable. I'll accept it, but it's not great. And you're coming in down here. I need you coming in up here.
I took the garbage out and she found something wrong with that.
Because you didn't put a new bag in. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's just barely... if you put a bag in it, that would be just normal, the normal line of like, okay, he just made it. But not putting the bag in, that's falling short. You know, putting the bag in, wiping off the garbage can, that's going over and above. That's where I need you to be. That's where I need everybody to be, is just going a little bit over and above.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'll do the lion's share of shit around here, but then it's like, you know.
You and your stupid terms, the lion's share? What the fuck? No one says that. No, that's not.
Well, yes, at least one fucking person says it,
yeah,
and it's
you.
Me. Okay, so don't say no
well,
one
listen.
Says it.
Okay, I'm gonna do the gazelle share, and rush around here as much as I can, doing stuff as fast as I can.
No, that's falling short. Doing
not,
stuff as fast as
not
you
if you're a gazelle. So, Patreon. Your friend Stephanie is a pro at Patreon.
She's led us for months now. She's been trying to help us do it, and then we're like, I don't know why it hasn't happened. And then, so she said, you know, you should just do like a fight or whatever. But then I was thinking, maybe what these people need is where we're being nice to each other. That's the Patreon. If you want to hear us being nice to each other,
well, that's going to be a 3-minute podcast.
Why, you can't do it?
Yeah, I can. I love being nice to you.
I love being nice to you. There's so much to unpack there.
Bonnie came in Monday night, and her hair was completely straight. She looked like Tom Petty. Now this morning, she looks like Peggy Sue. Like, you have so many different looks, and they're all good looking. They're all sexy looks.
You don't have to add that part.
Mm-hmm. Bonnie said, and when I said you look like Tom Petty,
you've been really
did.
Lately though, very like
horny.
It's like you can no longer sexually harass out there, so you're just doing it all within the marriage now.
That's sexually.
It's like you've stopped doing it out there. It's too dangerous. You're not sexually harassing store clerks anymore. It's all just. What happened? It has like weirdly exploded.
What?
You're always trying to like catch a glimpse of me, watch me change and grab my boobs.
You look so hot. I like your boobs. They're firm.
But why is it all of a sudden?
I'm always like that when I see your boobs.
No, come on.
I've never not seen your tits and not try to grab them. Okay. I always try to grab your tits.
We're a fun couple.
What?
That's what Anya was saying. She wants to be part of a fun couple. That just made me realize.
So go ahead with a Patreon. Go a little more deep into it.
Okay, so if you do $5 a month, you're going to get a additional podcast.
Well, tell them where they got to go.
Month. Well, Patreon Voss and Bonnie.
No, Patreon / Voss and Bonnie.
Is it because you didn't want to say the word slash? That you were trying to make me do it?
No, I said it. I said it.
Slash.
I didn't say it that bad. You think you're perfect?
You, Rich, You need to call. You have no sense of humor anymore. Do you know that? You've lost your sense of humor.
No,
because
you're talking
about... did you not make fun of words that I was saying, Lion Share? Did I start yelling at you?
Yeah, but it wasn't... that's because out of dumbness you said it. Not because out of a handicap.
Oh.
I would never make fun of your handicap. I don't bring up your fucking rotten toenail, do I, to
the
people?
Yes,
I've never did that.
You're the worst. I have a bruise or something. It's like, get it away from me.
Oh, you got to see. It's disgusting. Look. Here's the thing, and anybody would agree with me on this.
First of all, everybody
agreed with me on the omelet last week.
That is totally untrue.
Most people did.
Okay, on the Patreon, we'll put up both omelet recipes. We'll video at some point you making an omelet and then me making one and see who does it best.
All right, so there's no need to argue. Let's move on.
But anyway, so then there's $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, and $100 a month.
Five, 10, 20, and 100?
Yeah, five is, you know, whatever. 10, I don't know what you get. You get other things. You get different things. You have to go look at it. I'm not
100 a month will plug the shit out of your business.
Well, the $20 a month is send Raina to college, and the $100 a month is send Rich to college.
But for 100 a month, we'll plug the fuck out of your business.
We'll say your business on our podcast.
We'll plug it a lot. Give it, you know. And if we believe in it, we'll really...
we'll do a little read or something. Do a little thing.
Yeah.
We'll go to it. Fits in within a 5-mile radius.
You know, you send us, no, I mean, maybe you'll send us a product to
try out.
No. No, what?
You just, okay. So this, can I just tell you, audience, Rich has complete, I don't know what's happened to him. He doesn't see reality very well anymore.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't, because I heard you saying this. I don't know what, some radio, you were like, I said, oh, are we going to do the podcast? You go, oh, wait, I have to do this radio call-in. They're asking big acts to say what, you know,
good,
something about Christmas.
Good time Christmas or a bad time. So I was telling them a story.
Okay, so then I don't hear the beginning of the story, but I walk in and Rich is like sitting there with this fucking little headphone talking into it. You know when they hold it like in front of their mouth like that? It's so annoying. He's like holding it in front of his mouth like, and when I wake up on Christmas and I'm spending it with my daughters and I look around and I just realize how blessed I am. I was like throwing up.
Yeah, because you're bulimic.
You didn't realize like you're supposed to be funny.
No,
you're supposed to be funny all the time. Nobody calls you. But you know what? Let's get a serious take on Christmas. You know who we should call? Rich Voss. Let's get him on the phone because he has he really has deep feelings about Christmas. He's very sincere all the time about any emotional thing. He's really good at talking about.
So you're saying the comic always has to be. So when
your job. If your grandmother calls you and asks you about Christmas, then by all means, fucking say that earnest bullshit, okay? But when you're on a radio show representing Rich Voss, the comedian, and as it is, Rich Voss, half of My Wife Hates Me, you're representing also our podcast. You're representing me.
Funny,
and I don't want to ever hear you giving an honest, earnest appraisal of anything. Do you understand me?
Yes.
When they call you about Christmas. So then I was like doing like, you know, that international like puking gesture to him. And he's like, what? He still got the little microphone in front of his mouth like a douchebag. What? First of all, I don't know, maybe like the last three Christmas out of the last 10 we've spent together.
No, we're always together on Christmas.
No, because I go home for Christmas, you don't come, you're working, whatever. It's like, we're not big on holidays.
Christmas,
that's the other thing.
One
of the reasons I married you is because you're like, I don't give a shit about any holiday.
I don't. Not...
we're like, our anniversary, fuck it, who cares? It's not our thing. And then, it's one of the most rewarding things in the world to look up at the Christmas tree and see the presents that I've managed to give my daughters and my beautiful...
I didn't...
Okay, so I make fun of him a little bit. He goes, what's wrong with that? Then he goes, Christmas is stupid. You did a... like that. You were bullied for one second and you were like... completely turned around. I hate holidays. It's like you remember, you saw me and you're like, I forgot. I lied about this in the beginning of our relationship. And I got to keep it up.
I didn't.
Oh, we hate Christmas.
I was telling a story of my worst Christmas, and it was funny before you came down. And then I said, but the real deal is the good part of Christmas.
Well, don't add that part.
Yes, because I was saying Christmas, my worst Christmas.
Oh, what was that?
I'm not going to come out.
I was on heroin.
No, I didn't do it.
And
crack.
I found a cock in my mouth on Christmas morning.
What kind? Oh, that's disgusting. You're disgusting.
Yeah. You know why? Thank you. Because I'm a fucking comedian.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
That is why. You're not gonna catch me. Nobody's gonna catch me being earnest.
Oh, I hear you on the phone talking.
Yeah, on the phone to private with
and
people.
And giggling, pretending you fucking like what they're saying. And you're the biggest phony on the planet.
Yeah.
You are so.
I believe it at the time when I'm talking to them.
What a
But
phony.
I also don't give a shit because I'm not on the fucking radio performing as Bonnie McFarlane. I'm just a regular person.
You know, sometimes you ever hear on radio people tell a nice story. It's not always
funny. You
better
have a fucking punchline in my books.
How many books do you have?
I got one book. It's called You're Better Than Me. You can pick it up at your local bookstore.
So Patreon, it's Patreon/Voss and Bonnie. Head out there. Also, that behind the wall thing, we're not going to promote that anymore, are we?
Yes, you can still, because they can still get our old podcast there. So that's like still a wealth, a treasure trove of things.
Yeah, but what does Patreon get?
Patreon gets the new podcasts. So we do an extra, you get additional. And then also there's, you know, the artwork that people send in, and the that one guy, Johnny Fracker, whatever his name is.
Should I send over my...
He's doing animation of our podcast, which is fun to see. So we're putting those up. There'll be little videos that we do.
Am I going to send CDs and stuff over there? The live Would You Bang Them shows?
Yes. So when we do live shows, you'll be able to see them there.
Here's the thing. Here's the
and
question.
And also, the thing is, we'll put up some of Raina's movies and stuff too.
March 5th.
And we're not giving her any of the money either. So don't act like we're exploiting her.
March 5th, we're going to do a live show again at the Underground. What do you want to do? Would You Bang Them or our live podcast with a marriage counselor?
I miss our live podcast.
Who can we get as a marriage counselor? I want Colin.
Colin Quinn would be so perfect. Amazing. I love it.
Yeah, he'd be good. Did he ever do it? He never did it.
Mm-mm. I like how our marriage counselors are. Well, Bobby did it. He's married.
Bobby never did our. Was never our marriage counselor.
He wasn't?
Never.
Well, he should be. Colin or Bobby.
That's what I said to you on the phone the other day. I think you're copying what I said.
I think I said that to you on the phone the other day, and you're copying what I said.
You're a fucking liar. I said Bobby or Colin.
No, I said Bobby or Colin.
All right, you said it. You did.
No, you did. You said it.
You're right.
Do you not get what I'm doing?
No.
I'm copying what you say. Exactly.
Oh. Bobby.
And when I look up and see the star on the top of the Christmas tree, I say to myself every year as I wipe away a tear, well, thank the Lord Jesus Christ, little baby Jesus. You got your Jesus cup.
I drink out of a Jesus cup, and I'm a Jew, but it's still.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I've had anxiety the last 2 days.
I have anxiety, you know, but not why? On Christmas. On Christmas, oh joy to the world! Raina gets out her violin and plays a little Christmas number.
Her piano lessons are going great, huh?
Yeah, but how do you tell if the guy's a pianist?
You go in and watch. You can sit in on him. But no, you're not that interested in your daughter. I sat in on her first lesson.
Oh my God. Really?
Yes, I sat in for half an hour.
No, I don't mean that, but that I'm not interested in our daughter because I waited in the lobby for her.
You waited in the car with the dog.
Yesterday.
And the day before.
No.
The week before you booked
it. I go in first.
Go into the lesson. And you'll...
I know, but I don't.
I want to take piano lessons, but do you have to know how to read music to take piano lessons?
They teach you how, Rich. First they teach you to read, then they teach you to read music. It's going to be a wonderful experience.
Can you not pick your nose during the podcast, please?
I pick it if I fucking want to pick it.
Ew, you're so fucking disgusting. If it
oh,
wasn't
am
for
I?
Your
but
tits,
in a sexy way with my hair this way? You know, show me your tit.
I know. Let's.
I'm going to come clean. I'm going to fucking go public with the sexual harassment I've been dealing with.
With me?
In the marriage.
Go public right now.
This is hard for me to say. This has been going on for about 6 months, 7 months.
Not that long.
5 months.
Probably
and
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
4 or 5 weeks. And it's hard to talk about. But my husband, Rich Voss, I'm naming names. What if I said my husband? No, I'm not naming names.
Do you remember I stood in the room the other night just standing there?
Yeah, you were just standing there creepily watching me get undressed for bed. It's like,
what else you got to say?
It's like I just walked by you, grab my arm and like pull me over and grab my boob.
I didn't do that.
You did that this morning, I believe.
I gave you a hug.
Oh, really? Your hand just happened to be in front of your chest and grabbing in my direction?
I gave you a hug. So what do you come in public with?
That you're a sexual predator.
In the house?
In our marriage.
Eh, not really.
Yeah.
No.
I shouldn't have to put up with... I'm standing at my... At the kitchen counter, my mm-hmm. place of work...
Mm-hmm.
And you just come right up and do whatever you think. Because my hands are wet, I can't do anything about
that
it.
That fucking chicken last night was delicious. What'd you do? How did you make that different?
Oh, interesting. I marinated it.
Oh, okay. You want me to show you how you get Bonnie off track of anything? Just give her any dumb compliment. Any compliment. And she's
I can't taste the chicken, so I don't know if it's good or not.
Right away. Oh, yeah, I marinated.
I was going to make rosemary chicken, but I didn't have any rosemary. So then I went to plan B.
It was good.
Garlic and...
I'm going to have another piece today.
Garlic and lemon. And then roasted potatoes. Pretty nice.
How did I... And how have I harassed you in the kitchen?
You just... You're mean... And then grabbing at me.
I'm not mean.
You're like, gross. This is gross about you. That's gross about you. Grab.
You know what I was going to get us both for Christmas, but then...
Notice, folks, that he did not deny it. He did not deny that he's mean, then grabby. Handsy.
I saw this on Facebook, but then I go... I was going to order it, but then it's like $9 for shipping, which is a scam.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this black stuff. I saw it on Facebook. You put on your face and you peel it off and like all your blackheads.
That's
everything.
A charcoal mask. I've done them tens of times.
It was a different name. Something leaves or something.
Oh.
But it's real sticky, it says. But when I poured it off, it looked gross.
And you're bringing it up because you want that for Christmas?
No, but I think it would rip your face. Doesn't it rip your skin?
You need someone to pull some of those blackheads out.
But doesn't it rip your skin off?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It rips your skin off. And also, you can no longer walk again. But your pores are on fleek when it's all done, so.
What was it called? Blackface?
It's called Minstrel Series.
No, didn't they have to change the name or something?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. It's charcoal face mask, as far as I know.
Where do you get it?
I'm not talking about it anymore.
I want to get it.
This conversation is closed.
Why? I want to get it.
Like, I'm going to... you can get it at CVS or...
You can?
Yes.
How expensive?
I don't know. $4.
And how long do you got to keep it on for?
I have one. Do you want it?
How long do you got to keep it on for?
Okay, these are things where you go, like... And you look at the back of it and you go, oh, okay. And you read the directions and stuff. You don't need to know this on a podcast. Like, what... I don't understand. 2 days. You leave it on for 2 fucking days. There. Is that good?
I can't go out at night.
You got to go out and do your shows with it on, with your charcoal mask on. I'm sorry.
Just tell me how long you got to keep it on for.
Just wear a hat and then it should be
how
fine.
Long? Just tell me how long.
I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
That's it? I'll do it right.
You have to do a show and dance, though, for it to really work.
You want me to do it?
I'll keep
the
doing these racist remarks.
We should just do like super serious racist podcast on Patreon.
What about if you put it on your mustache? Want to rip that off?
I wouldn't put it on
on my hair. No, but it might hit your eyebrows.
It's never done it to me.
I'll do it after the podcast.
Well, folks, whoo! Some excitement here. We're advancing in Rich's skin issues. Right. Dr. Steve, would you like to call in and tell Rich what he needs to do to clean his pores? Well, actually, the charcoal face mask.
Did I mention this on our podcast that I heard Dr. Steve calling in Stern? I did mention that, didn't I?
What was he talking about?
I don't know. Something.
Well,
he's calling Stern now.
He's jumped ship.
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk with him.
You know, this is the thing is that there's people like us that are creative and wonderful and amazing and interesting humans, and we go nowhere in life. And then there's people like Dr. Steve, who really his greatest achievement is that he sleeps an hour a night. And so he just has a lot of extra time.
But he also steals from dead people.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hobby, I think, of his.
Oh, okay.
But then, he writes books. Like, he's just willing to do the work. He sees opportunities where we don't. Like, he's like, oh, I guess I'll just call Stern now. Like, he knows how... Because he's not bound by any kind of integrity. Do you know what I mean? He's just like, do what I want.
He's like a pro, archery. What do you call it? A pro?
You're the one doing it and you don't know what it's called?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
A pro archist? No.
Yes, he's an archist.
That's not what it's called. A pro.
I don't fucking know what it's called.
I don't either. But he's like
a bow and arrowist?
No, a pro...
Archer.
Archer, yes.
Is that really like with a word?
Yeah, he's a pro archer. You know, what else? I mean, he called into Bobby's podcast yesterday. What do we call him? No, he called in.
So what?
He calls... Where does he have time to call all these... Shows and podcasts.
I know something that's private, and I'll tell people about it on Patreon, but he's an alien. Don't say it out loud.
Wait, what did you say? Don't say it out loud, though. What did you say?
No. He's an alien. Bow and arrow person.
An archer. It's an archer. And the archer split the tree. All in a dream.
A person who uses a bow as an archer. Someone who makes arrows is a fletcher. And a person who makes bows is a bowyer.
And the archer split the tree. All in a dream.
Are we done? Are we done yet?
9 minutes. Nine. 8 minutes.
Well, I don't know where to go from here, to be honest
with you.
I'll
tell you the truth, and you're going to find this gross, but I think... We should have sex on the podcast. We've done other things, but we should really have sex.
No.
Why not?
I'm going to go, let me think about a no. Let me think about it again, no. Let me think about it again, no.
Why are you such a prude?
I'm not a prude. There's a difference between being a prude and having some kind of, like, core humanness in you where you're like, you know what? I'm not going to give up everything for some fucking dumb podcast.
Do you know people make
for these fucking assholes listening? Like, they've already got an issue. These people already have problems because they're listening to us. Like, who would do that? Who would listen to us? You know, there are people that are like, I don't know what's going on in their own marriages.
Uh-huh.
But there's something where we make them feel better because we're so shitty. I don't know.
Well, let me
I
tell
don't
you.
Know, but I'm not having fucking sex.
I was listening to Howard Stern yesterday, and he had on this girl that was like Teen Mom or, you know, one of those 16 and pregnant on one of those shows. And this girl had sex with a guy, a porn star, James Dean. And somehow the video got leaked, whatever. But she got $1.2 million for the video. $1.2 million to have sex on video. $1.2 million. We could make, we probably could get half that since we're celebrities, right?
Richard, do you not get that she's a celebrity? She was on the cover of fucking, like, Us magazine 800 times.
No, Teen Mom?
Yes, it's huge. It's a huge show. It's not reaching you because you're that hopefully not into that
stuff.
Her
name's Farrah something.
Yes.
Okay.
She's had a ton of plastic surgery.
No,
she's I know stuff about her and I've never watched the show. It's because she's, it's like, it's just being fucking forced at us all the time. And the guy, James Dean, is a famous, obviously it was like
he's
leaked in quotex. In quotation marks.
How do you know he's a famous porn star?
He's been on fucking Nightline and stuff. I mean, he's like the most, you know, he's like the woman's porn star.
Is he good looking?
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Would you have sex with him? I mean, a porn star like that?
Okay, my point being is that, I see, this is the kind of conversation I can have with you. Because I don't,
wait a second.
Because
so
I honestly don't 1.2 know if
million,
you're joking or not.
$1.2 million she got for the video.
So fucking what?
Well, if we make a video, don't you think we can get at least 200,000? For real? Don't you think we can get...
I can't have this conversation with you because I don't know if you're joking or not. And if you're not joking, my heart just like shrunk three sizes. It's the saddest thing I've ever... It's the saddest thing I've ever
comics.
Experienced. This is worse than the... This is worse... And I know me saying this means you're going to, like, live with it to your grave. You're going to ask me 8,000 more times in a thing that we should make a fucking sex video.
Okay,
you're 60 fucking years old, for one thing, okay? And two, no, I... Oh, I'm sorry if I didn't fucking decide to be a porn star.
No.
And it's like, it's just none of it makes any sense. And no, I won't have sex in the podcast. Nothing. The time that you say that I gave you a blowjob was a joke that didn't happen. You're trying to pretend like it did. It didn't.
Can I finish my theory?
No, I'm done. I'm leaving.
No, what's you give me your theories and I'm trying
because you won't admit that you're joking right now when you clearly are.
Let me
are you the kind of person, honestly, that would do anything for money? Is that who you are?
No, we wear masks. We wear masks.
How is? I don't understand what that has to do with anything. We wear masks and then put it out. This is Rich and Bonnie. Listen, on you and I, our old fucking, we'd have to wear... body masks.
No way. We're in fucking good shape. I was looking at you the other night.
Stop. You're disgusting me. You're really disgusting me.
Why? You're like a crazy person.
No, am I? Oh, really? Oh, let's go. Let's take it to the courts. Let's take it to the courts. Yes, Your Honor. My husband was trying to force me to have sex publicly.
Wait,
on a podcast.
Force?
When I said no, he then called me a crazy bitch. So I'm just wondering.
Okay, can I give my...
My wife is such a fucking prude. She doesn't want to have sex
why
publicly.
Why do you act like I'm holding a cigarette? I don't even smoke.
I'm putting it into different characters.
And no one smokes
so you can
in a
see,
courtroom.
So you can see. No, now it's a different scenario. You're just a person on the street talking to your friend. I'm just showing you how dumb this would seem if you saw other people doing it.
But no one smokes.
My fucking dumbass wife. I say, you know how we could make it easy, $200?
200.
I said, that's how much we make. I said, you know what? We could make $200 if you fucking had sex on the podcast. And she said, no. I mean, what kind of fucking dumb cunt did I marry? You know what I mean? Like, hi, don't you want money?
Why? Why do you got to make me a smoker?
I'm going to go all in on this. Is that a poker game? I'm going to go all in. And guess what else, guys? Because I got to make this money. Because my wife will not have sex in public with me for an undisclosed amount of money.
But if you look at all those sex tapes that made people...
Give me the flop. Oh, I'm going to win it on the river. I don't know what any of those terms mean.
Here's... If you look at all those sex tapes where people became famous and made a lot of money... You know, whoever did them, Paris Hilton and what's her name and this person.
First of all, let me just point out, they are all
You're what?
Young.
Let me explain something to you.
Youth. Do you think people fucking watch that Hulk Hogan one for the sex part of it? I doubt it.
What do they watch it for? Because he's a wrestler?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm saying. And this, no comics have ever done it. No comics. It's always somebody
else.
Why
don't you and Norton go ahead and do that then? That's what you really want.
No, I don't really want.
You go ahead. You move out.
I'm trying
to
go
live in a basement suite somewhere. You and Norton.
I'm trying to get you a couple
in a beautiful fucking basement suite.
I'm trying to get
you. Have a nice life.
I want to finance your movie so we get 200 grand from.
We're not going to get 200 grand because we're not doing it.
All right. I'm just throwing it out there. How about
you? This is the thing that worries me about you, honestly, is you totally would. Listen to this conversation that we had last night. Hi, what are you doing? I'm just watching a movie. What are you doing? I'm driving to the stand. This is Rich. I'm driving to the stand. Here's my dilemma. I have a Caesar salad from
I got it from
the cellar. From the cellar.
I took it to go because I was in a hurry.
So should I leave this one in the car, eat it tomorrow, order another Caesar salad at the stand? No, eat the Caesar salad that you have. Should I bring it into the stand? No, eat it in the car if you must. I mean, it's like, how cheap are you?
I'm not cheap. I
think I could get two Caesar salads out of this if I play my cards right. But you do ask weird questions like that all the time. Like, you're trying to save money in weird places, but then you'll buy, like, every time I walk by the computer, you're looking at fucking $90 sneakers.
90? I wish they were only 90.
Well, okay, then it's tragic. Then you look at this table, which is completely...
It needs to be redone, but it's a nice table.
Not saying it's not a nice table, and I don't even give a shit, but I'm just saying, like, last time I was like, you're like, nah, that's a great table, you know? Meanwhile, like, $200 shoes. Put them in my shopping cart. This is you at customer service. I just ordered some shoes and I'm just wondering when they're going to come because the link doesn't work for tracking. You know, and also, can I just say, my wife will not have sex with me publicly for money. I mean, have you ever heard of such a fucking cunty thing?
I would never say that to a stranger. You know, you exaggerate. And I did bring the Caesar salad into the stand because I didn't have a fork in the car. No one saw me. I could have just said, hey, I got it down at a deli. You know, people bring food into clubs all the time. But I was going to eat in my car because it is more peaceful because it was crowded upstairs.
I like sitting in my car.
So do I. I like taking a nap in my car.
No, I don't.
The only problem with taking a nap in your car, if it's running, someone could come put a potato in your exhaust pipe and you could die.
And then take the potato out and no one would know how it happened?
Well, they would know what you died of.
I know, but they would be like, how did that happen?
Carbon monoxide.
Some kind of glitch. But it wouldn't be like, no one would really know who did it.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to wrap this one up. I mean, this weekend...
Another successful podcast.
This weekend, I'll be at...
no one got shot.
This weekend, I'll be at the Comedy Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Thursday through Saturday. Next Friday and Saturday, I'll be at the Hartford Funny Bone. And the end of the month, what day is that? Hold on. December 29th. December 29th. The Friday before New Year's Eve, that's on, I think, Sunday, I will be at the Morristown Theater. What's it called? Is it called the Morristown Theater, the one you did? Morristown Theater, Morristown, New Jersey, December 29th, next weekend, Hartford Funny Bone, which would be, I guess, 22-23, Hartford Funny Bone. This weekend, Cuyahoga Falls. Do this Patreon thing. You know, I think it's going to be good. We're going to put some stuff back there.
We're going to try.
We really are going to try on this one. You get some extra podcasts. You get whatever you want.
Ooh, holiday party this Sunday.
Where? Don't tell them. Okay. We have a holiday party on Monday.
Are we going?
Yeah. Oh, we got to get a babysitter. And we're going to next weekend. Next week, I think I'll be co-hosting a radio show. And also, we'll be interviewing a dog sitter next Monday.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, you know, people might have experience with dog sitters. Thank you for joining us. And we gotta go. Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.